podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm not proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Follow the Dream. With me, Jordan Anderton, as well as my co-host, Scott Bruton.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
How's your week been? What you been up to?
I've been to the carding shed.
Been to the where?
The carding shed.
What's a carding shed when it's at home?
It's basically of what it says on the tin. A shed full of old cars, but the classics like your Bentleys, your Rolls Royces, your Morris Minors, that sort of thing.
So what was the best car that you saw there? What would you say?
One of those London black cabs. I used to love them.
The London black cabs were there as well?
Yeah.
Was it like one of the new models or one of like the really old fashioned ones?
I don't know, because I don't know the difference between the models. I just know the black cabs.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I think like the new ones, aren't they electric? I'm sure they're electric.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, neither am I. But did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. And connected to it is like, it's like a cafe as well. And do a really good breakfast.
Nice. So go on, what did you have? What spread did you get on? Did you get a full breakfast? Or?
Yeah. Sausage, egg, bacon, beans and black pudding.
Ooh, black pudding. No, thank you.
Are you not a fan?
I'm not a fan, mate. I'm not a fan. I understand why people like it. It's just, yeah, it's not for me. So, Jordan, this week we're going to do something a little bit different. Have you got any idea as to what to expect this week?
I have no idea.
Well, let me tell you. If you're going to meet Amanda Holden, right,
yeah,
because this is what this podcast is all about, building up to meet the woman herself. And we need to know, Jord,
yeah,
if you do meet her, that you're not going to make an absolute fool of yourself, okay?
Yep, I'll try not to.
So what we're going to do...
Yep.
We're going to do an Amanda Holden quiz.
Oh.
And everyone at home can play along too. See how many you get and let us know on Facebook. Just search Follow the Dream, the podcast, and let us know how you did. Are you ready, Jordan?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. So we're going to do it in the style of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yep.
So you've got multiple choice questions. You've got 10 of them.
We're
going to do three lifelines for you as well. You get 50-50.
Okay.
You get phone a friend.
Okay.
And you get ask the audience.
Right.
And we've got like a little tally for you as well. So if you get between 1 and 3 correct.
Yep.
We're going to class it as Amanda who? If
right.
You get 4 or 6 correct.
All right.
More research needed.
Right.
If you get 7 to 9.
Right.
Very impressive.
Okay.
And you'll get a round of applause from myself and boss man.
Okay.
And if you get all 10 correct, you're going to be classed as a stalker and we're going to phone the police. We've got them on standby.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah. They're going to be coming down the road, knocking on the door, and they're like, excuse me, not Jordan. No, I'm joking. So are you ready?
I am.
Okay, with that, let's start the quiz. Hello, I'm Chris Terry and welcome to Who Went. No, I'm joking. That was an awful impression. Okay, so question one. Amanda made her TV debut on a game show in 1991. What was it called? Was it A, The Price is Right? Was it B, Blind Date? Was it C, Blockbusters? Or was it D, Blankety Blank?
Blind Date.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
You're absolutely right. Blind Date is the correct answer. That's 1 point for you, Jordan, out of a possible 10. Moving straight on to question two. In 1994, Amanda Holden played Carmen in a TV soap. The question, which one? Was it A, Coronation Street? Was it B, Emmerdale? Was it C, EastEnders? Or was it D, El Dorado?
I want to go for D, El Dorado.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It is incorrect. The correct answer is EastEnders. Question number three.
Yeah.
Where was Amanda Holden born? Was it A, Huddersfield? Was it B, Liverpool? Was it C, Portsmouth? Or was it D, Brighton? Remember, you do have three lifelines if you need them.
Can I have 50-50?
Okay, computer, take away two wrong answers, please. Leave the right answer and the one remaining wrong answer. So the two answers that you're left with, Jordan,
yep,
are Liverpool and Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
You said Portsmouth.
I did.
That is the correct answer. That's two right answers out of a possible three. Doing very, very well so far, Jordan. Moving on to question four. Which character did Amanda play in The Worst Witch? Was it A, Miss Pentangle? Was it B, Mildred Hubble? Was it C, Ethel Hallow? Or was it D, Maud Moonshine?
Gonna go for.
I can read them again if you want.
Can you read them again?
Okay, what character did Amanda play in The Worst Witch? Was it Miss Pentangle? Was it Mildred Hubble? Was it Ethel Hallow? Or was it Maud Moonshine?
C.
You think it was C, Ethel Hallow? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Jordan, I'm sorry, it's the wrong answer. Oh, the correct answer is A, Miss Pentangle. But you're still doing well. Two correct out of a possible four. That's still very, very good. Moving straight on to question five. Now, I know you're not a big football fan, so you might get stumped at this one. Which football club's charity does Amanda represent? Is it A, Liverpool? Is it B, Newcastle United? Is it C, Chelsea? Or is it D, Everton?
Can I ask the audience?
You can indeed ask the audience. Okay, audience, on your keypads, please. Which football club's charity does Amanda represent? Is it A, Liverpool? B, Newcastle United? C, Chelsea? Or D, Everton? Cast your votes now. Okay, so the audience has come back and they've said 75% of them say Everton, 10% say Chelsea, another 10% say Newcastle, and 5% say Liverpool.
I'm gonna go with the 75%, please.
So that would be D, Everton. Is that your final answer?
It is.
Jordan, that is the correct answer. Everton is the answer there. Fantastic. That's three answers correct out of a possible five. You're doing very, very well so far. Moving straight on to question six. What did Amanda do for every child at Great Ormond Street Hospital in 2011? Did she sing a song? Did she bake cupcakes to raise money for the charity? Did she tell a joke? Or did she bring in some grapes?
Did she bake some cakes?
You going with B, bake cupcakes to raise money for the charity?
I am, yeah.
Jordan, that is the correct answer. 4 correct out of a possible 6. You are flying at the moment, mate.
I'll tell you something now, they're quick. I was when I was getting ready tonight, I was saying to my sister, if I get these answers wrong, do you think they'll take the podcast off me? She says, no, no.
Question 7 has to be up there with one of the most ridiculous questions I've ever asked in my entire life, but soldier on we will. If one copy of the Beano is 1 centimetre high, how tall is Amanda Holden?
A?
Is she A, 145 Beanos? Is she B, 155 Beanos? Is she C, 162 Beanos? Or is she D, 170 Beanos?
155 Beanos.
You've answered B, 155 Beanos. Is that your final answer, Jordan?
It is.
It's the wrong answer, Jordan. The correct answer is 162 Beanos. Well, I learned something new today. It should also be mentioned that we literally just stole this off the Beano website. So sorry and cheers, Beano. Nice one. Yeah. So question 8. It is, of course, Amanda Holden's birthday today, Jordan, the 16th of February. So happy birthday, Amanda.
Oh, happy birthday, Amanda.
But Jordan.
Yeah.
What star sign is she? Is she A, Pisces? Is she B, Aquarius? Is she C, Leo? Or is she D, Capricorn?
Can you just repeat those?
I can indeed. A, Pisces. B, Aquarius. C, Leo. Or would she be D, Capricorn?
Is it A, Pisces?
And that's your final answer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you going to go with it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, it is the wrong answer. The answer is, of course, B, Aquarius. So you're on 4 out of 8 at the moment.
Does that mean 4 right then? Or 4 that I've done?
You've got 4 correct and 4 incorrect. We have 2 questions left.
Right.
Question 9. What is Amanda Holden's middle name? Is it A, Blanche?
I don't know why that's so funny.
It's just strange that someone would have Blanche as a middle name. Obviously, I'm not discriminating. You know, Blanche is a lovely name.
No, there is that person, Carte Blanche. She, that...
Did you...
Yeah.
Carte Blanche. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
I don't know who she is, but she does exist.
Ah, yeah, that Carte Blanche. Oh, dear. Anyway, is it A, Blanche? Is it B, Dorothy? Is it C, Louise? Or is it D, Rose?
Just repeat that D one for me.
Rose.
It's C. Louise.
It is C. Congrats, you well done. Nice. Nice one. Nice one. So you're on 5 of a possible 10 with 1 question left.
Right.
In which year did she become a judge on Britain's Got Talent? Was it A, 2007? Was it B, 2010? Was it C, 2012? Or was it D, 2015? Remember, you still have 1 lifeline left should you choose to use it.
I'm going to call my mother, Hillary.
You're going to call your mother?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Hillary.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Scott Bruton here on Who Wants to Meet Amanda Holden. How are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Glad to hear it. Well, I've got Jordan in front of me. Now, he's doing very, very well. He's got 5 questions correct out of a possible 10, and he's on the final question, but he needs your help. You are his phone-a-friend.
I'm his phone-a-friend.
You are indeed his phone-a-friend.
Matt, go on.
So Jordan's here, and he's having a bit of trouble with this question. In which year did Amanda Holden become a judge on Britain's Got Talent? Was it A, 2007? Was it B, 2010? Was it C, 2012? Or was it D, 2015?
I think it's 2007.
Thank you, Mum.
Right, you're wrong. But she's been there from the beginning. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, are you still talking to me?
Yeah.
I should know about me right away, shouldn't I?
Yeah, that's why I phoned you.
Let me just work some out.
Okay.
So, 2007. 2010.
Surely the 30-second timer's up now.
I'm sure it is. I think it is 2007.
Right. All right.
Okie dokie.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So there you go. Your mum, Hillary, thinks it's 2007. Jordan, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go with the chief.
You're going to go with the boss?
Yeah.
2007.
I am.
That your final answer?
What were the answers again?
2007.
Yeah.
2010. 2012 or 2015?
Now, in my mind, I was thinking 2010. But then my mum says 2007. But I think I will go with 2010 instead.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. But like I said, I'm gonna go with the chief.
You are gonna go with the chief.
Yeah.
Okay. We've locked in the answer, Jordan.
Right.
And it is correct. 2007 is the right answer. She did indeed join the Britain's Got Talent cast in 2007.
Wow.
Would you like to know how you did?
Go on then.
Well, you got 6 answers correct.
Yeah.
Bit more research needed, but very, very respectable score nonetheless. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
It's the Amanda Holden update. And of course, as we mentioned in the quiz, today is Amanda Holden's birthday, Jordan.
It is. Happy birthday, Amanda, once again.
Indeed. Happy birthday. The happiest of birthdays. So I've got a question for you.
Go on.
If you could buy Amanda Holden anything for her birthday, what would you buy her and why?
I probably will get her some of our merchandise, either a t-shirt or a Follow the Dream mug.
Lovely stuff. Which do you think she'd appreciate more, the t-shirt or the mug?
The mug.
Yeah, definitely. She'd be able to have a cup of tea on that. Do you reckon she's a tea person or a coffee person?
A coffee person, because on the telly when I see her, she's always bubbly and got a massive personality, and that's coffee's full of caffeine, so that's what that's what brings out her personality, I reckon.
You think it's just down to the caffeine?
Down to the coffees, yeah.
So that was the Amanda Holden update. Straight on to the joke of the week. Now I'm braced for this one, because we went from like the best one in episode 3 to the worst one in episode 4.
Are we ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Dun, dun, dun. Right. What do you call a dog with no ears?
I don't know. What do you call a... What?
Anything, it can't hear you.
Yeah, all right. That was all right.
Yeah?
Number 3 out of 5. Yeah, that was decent. Nice one. And with that, another terrible joke rounds off another fantastic podcast. Next week, though, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit spicier. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we're adding a brand new feature.
We're not.
We are indeed, mate. We are
indeed. Oh, no.
And there's only one way to find out what that feature is.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Well, there we have it. Tune in next week.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.